John 6. Jesus feeds 5,000 men. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd followed him, because they saw the signs which he performed on those that were sick. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Jesus, therefore, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great crowd came to him, said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to test him, for he knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that everyone may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are these among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed them to those that were sitting down. Likewise also the fishes, as much as they could eat. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the broken pieces that remain over, so nothing goes to waste." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign which he did, they said, "This is of a truth the prophet that comes into the world." So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and they entered into a boat, and were going over by sea to Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea was rising by reason of a great wind that blew. When therefore they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadia, 5 or 6 kilometres, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were afraid. And he said to them, "It is I, be not afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was up. On the next day, the people who remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Bread from heaven. Do not labour for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has set his seal of approval. They replied to him, "What must we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. They replied to him, what then will you do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus replied to them, truly, truly I say to you, it was not Moses that gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father who now gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. They replied to him, Lord, always give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall not hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no way reject. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will of him that sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone that sees the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews therefore murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I came down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, murmur not among yourselves. No one can come to me except the Father that sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. For it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone therefore who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, save he that is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down out of heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Yes, the bread which I give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. The Jews therefore argued with each other, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus replied to them, truly, truly I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he that eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven. Not as the fathers ate and died, he that eats this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue while teaching in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, "Does this cause you to stumble? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you that do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. And he said, "For this cause have I said to you, that no one can come to me except it be given him of the Father." Upon this, many of his disciples withdrew and no longer walked with him. Jesus asked the 12, "Would you also go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?" Now he spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he was one of those 12 who would betray him.